Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Ron DeSantis is out. He announced it by putting out a video, and Donald Trump has already said that Ron DeSanctimonious, that name has been retired. I want to read for you what Donald Trump said. This is his statement. He said, with only a few days left until President Donald J. Trump's victory in New Hampshire, we are honored by the endorsement from Governor Ron DeSantis and so many other former presidential candidates. It is now time for all Republicans to rally behind President Trump to defeat crooked Joe Biden and end his disastrous presidency. Nikki Haley is the candidate of the globalists and Democrats who will do everything to stop the American First Movement, from higher taxes to disseminating Social Security and decimating Social Security and Medicare and to open borders. She represents the views of Democrats more than the views of Republicans. It's time to choose wisely. This, as newspapers are now writing articles telling Democrats in New Hampshire to switch parties. You can do that on Election Day, telling Democrats to vote for Nikki Haley to make sure that Donald Trump doesn't win. Now, I'm going to have more on that in a moment. But before we get to that, I want you to actually hear what Ron DeSantis had to say in the video as he announced he is, in fact, dropping out of the race officially and endorsing Donald Trump. He said this from Florida.
Greetings from Florida. The warmth of being home is a reminder why I've chosen public service. From joining the United States Navy and serving in Iraq to representing the people in the U.S. Congress. And now serving as governor of Florida. And it reminds me why I decided to run for president, to fight for those who have been forgotten in this country. This is America's time for choosing. We can choose to allow a border invasion, or we can choose to stop it. We can choose reckless borrowing and spending, or we can choose to limit government and lower inflation. We can choose political indoctrination, or we can choose classical education. These choices are symptoms of the underlying struggle to ensure that constitutional government can endure and that Western civilization can survive. And we launched this campaign to bring accountability to government, regain sovereignty at our border, and restore sanity to our society. We cannot succeed as a country if we allow our nation to be invaded, our currency to be debased, our cities to crumble, and our kids to be indoctrinated. The D.C. elites who facilitated this mess do not care about you, and they do not work for you. They work for themselves. They seek to accumulate power at your expense, to pursue an agenda that is harmful to the American people. Citizens do not serve politicians. It is the duty of politicians to serve you. Talk is cheap. Actions speak louder than words. Reversing the decline of this nation requires leadership that delivers big results for the people we are elected to serve. I have a record of leading with conviction, championing an agenda marked by bold colors, delivering on my promises, and defeating the people who are responsible for our nation's decline. That is the type of leadership we need for all of America. Now, over the past many months, Casey and I have traveled across the country to deliver a message of hope that decline is a choice and that we can, in fact, succeed again as a nation. Nobody worked harder, and we left it all out on the field. Now, following our second place finish in Iowa, we've prayed and deliberated on the way forward. If there was anything I could do to produce a favorable outcome, more campaign stops, more interviews, I would do it. But I can't ask our supporters to volunteer their time and donate their resources if we don't have a clear path to victory. Accordingly, I am today suspending my campaign. I'm proud to have delivered on 100% of my promises, and I will not stop now. It's clear to me that a majority of Republican primary voters want to give Donald Trump another chance. They watch his presidency get stymied by relentless resistance, and they see Democrats using lawfare this day to attack him. Well, I've had disagreements with Donald Trump, such as on the coronavirus pandemic and his elevation of Anthony Fauci. Trump is superior to the current incumbent, Joe Biden. That is clear. I signed a pledge to support the Republican nominee, and I will honor that pledge. He has my endorsement because we can't go back to the old Republican guard of yesteryear, a repackaged form of warmed-over corporatism that Nikki Haley represents. The days of putting Americans last, of kowtowing to large corporations, of caving to woke ideology are over. I thank all of our passionate supporters who have stood by us through it all, that we had people volunteer to come to Iowa in the middle of a blizzard to knock on doors and make phone calls touched us dearly. No candidate had more thrown at him, but no candidate had so many committed volunteers and staff. Finally, I want to thank my wife, Casey, and our kids, Madison, Mason, and Mamie. Casey's gone far above and beyond in her support for our campaign and for our cause. She's not only a great wife and mother, she's a great American who cares deeply about the future of the country that our kids will inherit. Our kids have seen and done a lot on the trail, from playing on the famed Field of Dreams baseball site in Iowa to making their first snowman in New Hampshire. They are one of the reasons we fight so hard for what we believe in. Winston Churchill once remarked that success is not final, failure is not fatal, it is the courage to continue that counts. While this campaign has ended, the mission continues. Down here in Florida, we will continue to show the country how to lead. Thank you and God bless.
Let me say a few things about what DeSantis just said there. I think DeSantis is smart to get out when he did. He saw that there was absolutely no path forward for him to have a victory. I think Nikki Haley should take a look at this race the exact same way. Now, Nikki Haley is obviously hoping now that this is going to change the race in her favor, and that some of these voters of DeSantis will come over to her. I cannot imagine that's going to be the reality, and let me explain why. If you had Donald Trump on stage next to Ron DeSantis, and this was part of the problem with his campaign from the very beginning, and you asked them 100 conservative questions and said, raise your hand if you agree or disagree on these issues, 99.9% of them, they would be on the same page. In fact, there's a good chance they'd be 100 for 100. If you ask them basic conservative questions, that's part of the reason why I think Ron DeSantis did not have a chance. It's the reason why when people ask me donors, you know, I'm excited about it. I'm like, what's the difference? You have to have a difference. Is there a difference between Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis? I couldn't get a good answer, which is why I thought he never had a chance to be president against Donald Trump. I also think the moment that Donald Trump was indicted, he was the nominee, because there's many people that were maybe not that excited about Trump that then said, all right, now he's being persecuted and the government's coming after him. And now I'm going to stand behind him and I'm not going to allow this to happen because it's un-American what they've done to Donald Trump. That was problem number two. But there was no real difference between the two men. I think Ron DeSantis was actually a great candidate with a record, but he was running against an even better candidate in Donald J. Trump. That was the other problem here that people, I think, identified early on and understand. Now, let me give a lot of credit to Ron for the way that he dropped out, because he didn't waste a lot of people's money moving forward. He didn't do this in an arrogant and cocky way, which is, I'm refusing to drop out and I want to keep running for president. He looked and said there's no path forward. He had to have a better showing in Iowa, and he was not going to do well in New Hampshire and then going to South Carolina. Donald Trump has a massive lead there. This is Donald Trump. It is his campaign. He is clearly the leader of the Republican Party. Period. The question next is, what does Nikki Haley do? Stop in 2024 giving your money to companies that actually hate you. And when I say companies that actually hate you, let me explain what I mean by that. If you're with Big Mobile, they are fighting against your values. It's very clear. Look at their money. They give massive amounts of money. I mean, massive amounts of cash to Democratic candidates, organizations, including Planned Parenthood. They cannot stand traditional family values. And when you pay that cell phone bill every month, you're helping them fight against what you believe in. They hate your values. That is why I want you to know about Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile gives you the same coverage that you have right now, and they are the only Christian conservative cell phone provider in the country. Patriot Mobile has been around for more than a decade, and they give you the same coverage that you have that you're used to. How do I know that? Because they use the same exact towers. They use the same exact towers that major mobile companies use. And they also can save you money on your bill. But that's not the most important part. The most important part is this. Patriot Mobile takes a percentage of your bill every single month, and they give it back to conservative causes, groups, and organizations that stand for the values that you believe in. Let me give you one example. They give money to pro-life organizations every month, and they make sure that pro-life organizations get what they need to protect the lives of unborn children. Now, imagine paying your bill every month, and imagine knowing that you're giving your money to a company that not only gives you a service that you need, but actually stands beside you and your values and stands up for what you believe in. That is exactly why you should call Patriot Mobile and make the switch. Now, they have 100% U.S.-based, okay, call center. So it's very easy for you to switch. You just got to call them and make the switch this year. 972-PATRIOT. Stop giving your money to companies that hate your values, that hate what you stand for. Switch to Patriot Mobile. 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Ben. That's patriotmobile.com/Ben.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's talk Nikki Haley real quick and what her options are. Number one, she is the Never Trump candidate. Let's be clear about that. She is going to get a lot of money from Never Trump supporters. That's why she's going to believe that she has some sort of chance to win. I do not believe she has a chance to win, not because I think that emotionally, but because the data shows she doesn't actually have a chance to win. Donald Trump is up. I'll give you a perfect example, and I'm going to give you her best case scenario. Okay, so I'm going to go to CNN because that would be where they're going to give you good news on Nikki Haley and bad news on Donald Trump. 8 minutes ago, CNN put out this new poll that Donald Trump's lead over Nikki Haley has now widened to double digits in New Hampshire. The race for the New Hampshire Republican presidential primary appears to be former President Donald Trump's to lose, according to a new CNN poll conducted by the University of New Hampshire following Trump's 30-point win in Iowa caucuses last week. Trump holds 50% of support among likely Republican primary voters in the Granite State, while his closest competitor, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, stands at 39%. Both have gained supporters since the last poll was done there in early January. Trump had 39%, Haley was 32%. And the field of major contenders has also shrunk. Both Trump and Haley now hold their highest levels of support in this University of New Hampshire polling on the race since 2021. But Haley's sharp gains since late last summer have not been enough to catch Trump, and the gap between them has once again widened to a double-digit lead. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announcing Sunday that he is ending his White House bid and endorsing the former President Trump. He was at 6% in the poll, below the 10% minimum support he would need to win delegates there in that Republican primary with the rules. What does this mean? It means that there is no shot that Nikki Haley is going to win unless, I want to be very clear about this, unless Democrats do what they're trying to do with Operation Chaos. Let me explain what I mean by that so you know how to watch what's going to happen in New Hampshire. New Hampshire, you can go in and identify as how you're going to vote. Republican primary, right, or Democrat independent. Democrats can walk in and they can absolutely identify as a Republican and vote in the primary. That means that Democrats, and there are actually newspapers that for this weekend and op-eds called for this, that Democrats go in and vote for Nikki Haley. So if Nikki Haley gets a bunch of Democrats that show up in New Hampshire, is there a chance that she could win New Hampshire by Democrats voting in the Republican primary? Absolutely, that could happen. Do I believe that that would be an accurate representation of conservatives? Of course not. But this is what you would refer to as Operation Chaos. It could absolutely happen. About two-thirds of likely primary voters on the Democrat side, say they plan to write in Biden. Biden did not file to be a candidate on the state's primary ballot because the primary is in violation of the Democratic National Committee's rules for the nomination process, but supporters have mounted a write-in effort on his behalf. Nearly all likely Democratic primary voters are aware of that effort. 91% said they had heard that Biden would not be on the ballot before taking the survey. Now, there is a Minnesota representative, Dean Phillips, holds 10% support in the poll, matching his high mark in this poll as well. But what does this mean? It means there's a lot of people that say what they may do is they may go and switch and they may vote for Nikki Haley to hurt Donald Trump. So that is something that should be on your radar screen. Now let's talk about the second part of Nikki Haley right now so you understand. There's going to be a massive influx of money, make no mistake about it. Nikki Haley is going to have a lot of cash come in. Everybody that hates Donald Trump is going to give her money. Everybody that hates Donald Trump is going to do everything they can to make sure that she it causes problems and hurts, specifically hurts Donald Trump. They want Donald Trump to be wounded by Nikki Haley. That's the ultimate goal here. And they're going to give her the money to do that, because the longer the primary drags out, the better it is. I'm talking about obviously the Republican primary. The better it is for Joe Biden's chances. Joe Biden gets to hide. Joe Biden didn't have to do campaign events. Joe Biden didn't have to worry about debates. Joe Biden didn't have to feel the a United Republican Party going after him like they will in a general election. He would love for Donald Trump to be distracted by Nikki Haley and also be weakened by Nikki Haley and also be distracted in court. That would be, most importantly to them, best case scenario. I believe Nikki Haley will stay in for that reason. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if she stays in until after Super Tuesday, because I don't believe she's looking at this in an honest way. The way that Ron DeSantis mentioned the audio I played earlier, right? He was asked the question, is there a viable option? Is there a viable way for me to win? And the answer was no, right? So therefore, he decided to drop out. That's what any sane candidate would do. If Nikki Haley's looking at this, she's not going to win South Carolina, and that's her home state. So if you can't win your home state, why on earth do you think you can win all these other states? I just don't see it. Now, if she does start winning states, it will be because of Operation Chaos, which I just mentioned. So you put all that in perspective now, and the question becomes, all right, what's next? Right? Like, really, what is next here, and what's going to happen? I think Trump is going to win if things work how they're supposed to work, unless there's some truly massive flip of Democrats that fake it and act like they're Republicans. Donald Trump is going to win in New Hampshire. Donald Trump is going to win in South Carolina. Then you go into Super Tuesday, and Donald Trump is going to win, I would think, probably all of the Super Tuesday states. If Nikki Haley still continues to stay at that point, you know what she is. She is a useful idiot for the liberal, socialist, communist Biden campaign. The Biden campaign's most important operative right now is, in fact, Nikki Haley. I want you to say that with me. The Democratic Party's number one most important operative right now is Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley can help the Democratic Party and help Joe Biden literally more than any other person in the Democratic Party could help right now. That is significant, folks. They desperately, 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 desperately need her. Stay in, they're going to say. Do whatever you have to do to stay in. Stay in. Do whatever it is that you can to try to win this thing. Build your resume, make this thing big, and make it be a pain in the ASS of Donald J. Trump. Now, Trump, when he said about Nikki Haley, it's time for her to get out and unite the party, couldn't agree more. That's exactly what should happen here. She should do what Ron DeSantis did and say, I don't have a pathway. And without having a pathway, then what's the point of being here? There are serious issues right now in this country that need to be dealt with one-on-one. Our border security should be at the top of that list. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have destroyed our border security. They've not only destroyed this country with allowing for millions and millions of illegal immigrants to come into this country, but they've also destroyed this country from a national security standpoint, because there are so many illegal immigrants that have come across our southern border that are in fact criminals. Many of them are on the terrorist watch list. That's a fact. We've had more people come across our southern border that have been caught that are on the terrorist watch list in the last year than the previous 5 years combined. That is a problem. That is a problem for our national security. We have a debacle, not just in this country on these issues, but also on our foreign policy. We have problems right now all over the world, and on the brink of multiple wars right now because of the lack of leadership from Joe Biden. So I'll say it again. Why the hell is Nikki Haley staying in? Because she is a useful idiot for the Joe Biden campaign. She is their most important asset. She is their most important weapon. And I have a feeling that Nikki Haley is more than happy to grandstand here.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I say that Nikki Haley is, and I want to expand on this for a second so you understand why I say this. When I say Nikki Haley is the Democrats' best secret weapon and Joe Biden's best friend right now because she's distracting Republicans from focusing on Joe Biden, let me just remind you of how bad now the cognitive decline is of Joe Biden. And if you look at Joe Biden now compared to 4 years ago at this exact time when he was running for president, the cognitive decline is significant. I mean, look at his schedule. His schedule this weekend was nothing. He didn't do any like events. He went from one vacation spot to another. He spent more days on vacation this last year. It was 100 and something days on vacation. 100 and something days on vacation, folks. And not only that, they're protecting you from Joe Biden, from seeing Joe Biden, because he's not playing with a full deck, and they know it. And if you don't believe me, just listen to this montage, and you'll understand why they love Nikki Haley going after Donald Trump and distracting the American people from a one-on-one race between Joe Biden and Donald Trump.
Anyway, the best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway, from Charlotte, another line going from in Florida down to Tampa.
Of Putin's kleptocracy, yeah.
And Joan Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her. Shanga,
159,000 billion dollars left.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him.
The idea that
Los Angeles what am I doing here? For two reasons. One, to we haven't been able to communicate it in a way that is
Let me say another way. But the nature, not a solid meeting they make a very good point. Here's the deal. Here's what drives the driver in the states that are affected. Here's what that you can do, the drivers.
We want to expand pre-K for 3 and 4 year olds, millions of pre-K students.
None of that was edited. None of it was spliced together. That was raw clip after raw clip after raw clip. And by the way, I'm not the only one that thinks that things are bad right now. A new ABC poll came out today. Listen to what they said on ABC this morning.
Our recent poll with Ipsos found 69% of those polled do not think the president has the mental sharpness to be president. That is up from 43% in May of 2020.
Almost 7 out of 10, 69%, 7 out of 10 Americans say that Biden does not have the mental sharpness to be president of the United States of America. Now, that has nothing to do with your finances, by the way. Okay? That has nothing to do with the economy. That has nothing to do with inflation. Now, by the way, Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer says Biden's horrendous approval rating on the economy is because it takes time for people to really see the benefits of Bidenomics. That's what the surrogates are out there saying today. Listen to her.
By a 49-21 margin, voters believe former President Trump will be better for their finances than President Biden. So why do you think this perception exists? How do you fix it?
We're seeing unemployment at historic lows. We're seeing take-home pay going up. I think that we have seen a lot of progress happen, inflation coming down. These are important factors that take time for people to really see the benefit from.
Cost of living is still high.
Cost of living is still high. And for a young person to buy a home, that is out of reach for more people than it has been in a long time. And so I think that all the work around affordable housing, the story that this president is going to be able to tell as people start to tune in closer, as we get closer to the election, is going to be powerful.
By 49.
I mean, you hear Gretchen Whitmer, and I don't know what she's auditioning for, obviously a job. But she says Biden's horrendous approval rating on the economy is because it takes time for you to really see the benefit. The benefit of what? I mean, the American people are not stupid. Personal finances, their policies would make, with likely voters, a bigger impact. Were you financially better off if Trump wins? 49% say yes. Only 21% say if Biden wins. You think about that, and now you understand what I was saying earlier. The reason why Democrats love Nikki Haley right now is because she is standing between them having to debate Donald Trump. Democrats are losing across the board with groups they've never thought about losing to before. I'll give you an example. African-Americans. African-Americans right now are running away from Joe Biden because they feel like he doesn't care about them. Biden's principal deputy campaign manager, Quentin Folks, was on ABC this week. He was asked about this. Listen to what he said.
When it comes to African-American voters, I want to be very clear about this, that no administration has done as much for the African-American community as President Biden and Vice President Harris. We're talking about black wealth being up 60%, the racial wealth gap being the lowest as it has ever been in recorded history. We have to continue to take this message directly to African-American voters, and our campaign has done that.
That's just, by the way, not true what he's saying, but we'll move on. Let's just say hypothetically it is. Then why are black voters running away from Joe Biden and Kamala Harris? Because they do not feel that at all. The lowest unemployment rate in history in this country for African Americans was under Donald J. Trump. And the same guy who just told you that line is the same guy that says this about Joe Biden's age.
Look, when it comes to the president's age, we have a simple formula for that, and that's results. You know, age equals wisdom equals results and experience. And President Biden, because of his age, has come to the table and brought people together from both sides of the aisle to deliver results for the American people.
I mean, that's a great PR answer. I get it. Like, that's a really, really good answer. But you've got another problem here. And again, this is why they love Nikki Haley being in this race. If you think Joe Biden's approval rating's bad, take a look at Kamala Harris. She's not an asset to save him either.
Here's the latest poll numbers on that.
Both Biden and Harris face negative approval ratings. And though some recent battleground state polls show Harris actually outperforming Biden in hypothetical matchups against Trump, both come up short to the former president.
Average approval rating for Joe Biden is in the 30s at 39% right now. Kamala Harris is below Joe Biden at 37.5. 37.5. The world's on fire right now, and everybody knows it. Just 13% of Americans say they're better off financially under Biden. You have Democratic Senator Maggie Hassan says she thinks Biden has the strongest record to run on that we've seen in a very long time. These people are delusional. And notice, I'm playing you all these Democrats because Joe Biden can't do these interviews because of his cognitive decline. So what are they doing? They're having to send out Democrats to say things that they know are not true. Listen to the Democratic senator from New Hampshire.
Is he the strongest candidate, though, to take on Trump if he's the nominee?
Look, we will be talking about his record. We have more work to do, to be sure. Things are too expensive,
especially housing and healthcare. Do you think
President Biden has the strongest record to run on that we've seen in a very long time in this country?
But you hear that, and you hear what she just said. And she says Biden has the strongest record to run on that we've seen in a very long time. That's just a lie. Biden campaign co-chairman Chris Coons claims prices have come down. He's lying. Overall prices have gone up 17.3% since Biden took office. So you could put it this way. He has taken almost 20% of your buying power away from you out of every single dollar. Yet on CNN, this is what he said.
As inflation has come down, prices have come down, and as we're beginning to see the impact in people's pocketbooks of President Biden's leadership.
That's just a lie. Nothing's come down. It's gone up 17.3% overall prices since he took office. So I'll say it again. Nikki Haley, what the hell are you doing? Get out of the race and let's make this a race between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Because every day you stay in, the only thing you're doing is helping Joe Biden stay in hiding. Make sure, by the way, that you share this podcast with your family and friends. Hit that little forward arrow and text it or put it on social media. Also, hit that auto download or subscribe button so you get this podcast each and every day for free. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.